Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, January 7th. People buy security cameras for peace of mind, but for some customers, recent hacks of one popular security camera have made that choice anything but peaceful. You may have heard the news back in early December that a hacker broke into the Ring video security system of a Mississippi customer, took over the camera's two-way microphone, and scared an 8-year-old girl half to death. The camera in her bedroom began talking to her, with a hacker saying he was Santa Claus and urging her to destroy her room, prompting her to scream in terror. There have been three other similar incidents of hackers taking over Ring microphones in other customers' homes, including one in which the hacker made racist taunts about an interracial couple's child, that according to news reports by NBC2 in Florida. Ring's response? The company, which is owned by Amazon, published a blog post stating that its network has not been compromised. Rather, Ring stated, customers were at fault for not deploying the two-factor authentication Ring recommends. Ring has also said that customers should never reuse passwords, a common problem exploited by hackers. But that response isn't sitting too well with some customers. On December 26th, a California Ring customer named John Baker Orange filed a federal class action lawsuit against the company. As in the other cases, a hacker broke into his system, spied on his children playing basketball in their driveway, and then spoke to them through the camera's two-way audio feature, Bloomberg Law reported. Orange claims Ring didn't tell him to use two-way authentication. He has since added it and changed his password. To add to Amazon's troubles, Ring suffered two separate data leaks in December, exposing information in more than 4,000 customer accounts, according to the online publication Digital Trends. Ring has hardly been the only security camera brand targeted by criminals. On December 30th, a $13 million startup called Wyze Labs, which sells budget-friendly security cameras, said a data breach had exposed 2.4 million customer accounts. Camera information, Wi-Fi network details, and customer emails went unprotected between December 4th and the 27th, the New York Times reported. Wyze said no passwords were exposed. Despite all these setbacks, security cameras are still a hot market. Ring caused the entire category to zoom ahead with its aggressive anti-crime advertising. Amazon doesn't break out earnings of its brands, but the company purchased Ring for $839 million in 2018. Now, a big question is whether these high-profile hacks may cause prospective customers to question whether these digital security cameras are, in fact, such a good idea. Another question, whether the federal government should step in and regulate the privacy of Internet of Things businesses, from security cameras to voice assistants like Alexa and Google Home. In the meantime, you can be sure that the entire Internet of Things industry has a more watchful eye on security and on the progress of legal claims filed against Ring and potentially Wyze. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, tell your friends about it, would you? Give us a shout-out on Twitter or Instagram, because it really helps new listeners find us. Thanks so much. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.